Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's go to France now, where President Emmanuel Macron is seeking support today for legislation designed to crack down on extremism. But critics say the proposed bill unfairly targets Muslim communities. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley joins us from Paris. And Eleanor, what is this legislation and what's the argument for why it's needed?
Tanya, you got to understand the atmosphere in France. You know, in the last 5 years, 250 people have been killed in terrorist attacks. And those people killing them were doing it in the name of Islam, even if, you know, clearly it wasn't in the name of a religion, but they claimed that. So there's a link being drawn by many people, from ultra-religious people who reject French values like gender equality and free speech. That seemed to be as on the road to radicalism and terrorism. So, you know, you hear stories like some mayors say there's pressure on them to make separate swimming pool hours at the public pool for men and women, or a woman who goes to emergency room with her husband, but she can't see a male doctor. You hear these stories. I don't know how common they are, but this law is going to put an end to people who want to promote their own sort of societal values and laws over the French Republic's. So, for example, polygamy is already illegal in France, but now you can be denied your residency card if you're, you know, found to be a polygamist. Doctors can be fined and even imprisoned for doing virginity tests on girls. You know, foreign funding for mosques is going to be restricted, things like this.
This is controversial in other countries. Folks are protesting it, saying that this draft law stigmatizes Muslim people. Tell us more about that criticism.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, for example, Pakistan. Pakistan is a completely different country with a completely different culture where blasphemy is a crime. I think you can, you know, maybe punishable by death. There's no big history of free speech there. So this is seen as just a horrible thing in Pakistan. But the critics of the law within France, they say that, you know, terrorism is not an extreme form of religiosity. You can be ultra-religious and still respect French values and democracy, and you can be raised as a secular person and become a violent extremist. So, you know, being a terrorist has nothing to do with the religion. And so they say, you know, no one's hurt more by these attacks than Muslims themselves, because it's just so horrific. They're treated with suspicion after it happens. So at a time when the French need to be together, Muslims are being stigmatized. And it's being done, this law was presented today on the 115th anniversary to the day of the 1905 law that separated the church and state, that got the Catholic Church out of the government's affairs, that took crucifixes out of classrooms, you see. So France has this long tradition of secularism, but critics say that this secularism, which was supposed to give all religions their space and keep them out of government, is now being twisted and turned into some sort of cudgel to beat Muslims and to stigmatize Muslims and make their religion somehow taboo.
This is all really important context, Eleanor. There's also a lot happening right now. I mean, there's the trial of people charged in connection with the Charlie Hebdo attack. Earlier this fall, a teacher was beheaded. What is happening?
This is all coming at a time when 14 people are on trial right now, accused of helping the two terrorists who did storm the editorial meeting of the satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo and killed 12 people. And then you have this Chechen refugee who was radicalized, and he came and found a teacher at a school who used these caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad from Charlie Hebdo to illustrate his class on freedom of speech. And you're right, he beheaded him. So this whole thing is sort of being framed in, like, and this is wrongly, this is the wrong dichotomy. It's not like, do you support the caricatures of Muhammad, then you're for free speech, and if you don't, then you're against free speech. No, it's not about that, but it's sort of becoming framed like that because of events happening. So you see why people can have these different positions and just become hardened in them.
That's NPR's Eleanor Beardsley in Paris. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya.